Good morning. It's a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, let's start with the official election of Nancy Pelosi to the House speakership. As I'm reading from CNN this morning, all week long, Pelosi has been signaling to President Trump and to the public that things will be very different now. When asked in an interview with the New York Times if she considers herself Mr. Trump's equal, she replied, quote, the Constitution does.
Well, look, you know, I'm frankly liking what I'm seeing. I've not always been the biggest of Pelosi fans, but I think her demeanor, I think the fact that she is standing up the way that she is, that she shows some remarkable confidence, is all very good because, you know, the Republicans did a job on her. From the very beginning, they said nasty things about her, and they really made her into the boogeyman in so many ways. So I'm just simply saying that she is doing well so far, and she doesn't want to blow it. And when she says, it's not about me, it's about the Constitution, she's saying exactly the right thing. We have a system that was divided amongst different institutional actors for a very good reason. They wanted everybody keeping an eye on each other. We've just come out of a long nightmare in which there were no people who were going to keep tabs on what this president was doing and keeping a sharp eye on all those people who are around him. Today we are reading reports, David, of departing Secretary Zinke in trouble up to and over his ears and being investigated by the Justice Department. That's the Republican Justice Department. So, the fact is that their inspector general and others are taking a look at this guy, too. So this list of indicted people, convicted people, people who took guilty pleas, people who have been implicated in investigations, they're not all the same. But I can tell you where this smoke, there's fire.
Well, I saw the list of folks who did not vote for Nancy Pelosi as speaker. We're talking Democrats. And not surprisingly, perhaps, Utica Representative Anthony Brindisi refused to vote for Pelosi as speaker.
Okay, so some of these people come from districts which make them what we call blue Democrats. It means that they're so competitive and so close that they have to be very, very careful. As I said, the Republicans and the Republican propaganda machine had made life very difficult for Nancy Pelosi. And you know, David, you and I have talked so many times about these two concepts of those people who they have to let go in order to protect their seats. They are off the hook as opposed to in the tank. If you're in the tank, you got to do what you're told, or you better do it if you want any kind of resources. And so people like Brindisi are off the hook because if they vote for Pelosi, it's going to be held against them, and they know that that seat is in jeopardy.
Funding for the wall and the shutdown. In defying veto threat, the House approved a bill to reopen agencies and deny wall funding. The president seems to be standing sound on his decision to not approve.
Well, you know, it's easy for him. He's corpulent and happy in the White House, getting his meals and having people kiss his feet. In the meantime, a lot of federal workers, I think it's something like 800,000, are going to go without. They're not going to be able to pay their mortgages. They're not going to be able to put their kids through college the way that they want to, or they can't pay their bills. And frankly, it also means putting food on the table. But it gets much worse than that because these people are servicing others. So there was a story just the other day about somebody who couldn't get their diabetic medicine. They couldn't get their insulin because of the complications from all of this. So it may be 800,000 federal workers, but let's remember that those federal workers are the ones who have to service many Americans.
What do you make, Alan, of Republican Senators Ted Cruz and Representative Francis Rooney proposing a constitutional amendment yesterday that would impose term limits on members of both houses of Congress?
Well, now that the House has become Democratic, you see a move like this to put term limits on. You know, the state legislatures, which fell into Republican hands years ago, have been gerrymandering like crazy. First of all, it's not going to happen. But if Cruz were able to prevail in something like this, it would give the Republicans yet another added advantage. So, I mean, you can say term limits. And basically, I am for term limits in certain cases. I certainly am for term limits when it comes to the President of the United States. And we have them, you know, two terms. So, yeah, I like those ideas, but not right now. Right now, there are bigger fish to fry.
Speaking of, how about your interview with Senator James Skoufis, who is heading up the Senate Investigations Committee? Boy, he isn't shying away from what he sees as an important role of that committee.
David, I liked what I heard. This is a very young man in his early 30s now. He started serving in the legislature in his mid-20s. And he is a guy who has some guts. He went out of his way to make it clear that the governor has his role, that he has his watching and oversight. And let's face it, I asked him some very important questions. For example, I asked him about this move that had stripped Tom DiNapoli of his pre-audit oversight, which I think might have stopped Joe Prococo and Todd Howe and Elaine Calieros, all of whom have now been convicted or have taken pleas. So to me, what that indicates is that these guys could have been stopped if we had a magnifying glass on their activities. Instead, the legislature and the governor took it away. The governor wants to have an investigator in his own department looking at all of this in the executive department. There used to be a song out in Fire Island, "Who sits for the babysitter?" Well, the babysitter sits for me. The point really being that that's why, as I said earlier in this, that we have divided government. And it's terribly important that this constitutional officer get his authorization back to do these pre-audits. And Skoufis, of course, said he was introducing a bill to do just that. I like this guy.